From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We've got a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are backstage putting headphones on each other's ears and saying, "This song will change your life." They're also here to play our nerdy games, and one will be our big winner. Our special guests are from SpongeBob SquarePants, the Broadway musical. The musical has been nominated for 12 Tony Awards. The original cartoon has already won several Emmys, so I think SpongeBob SquarePants should probably win an Oscar next. So here are some movie pitches. Three billboards outside of Bikini Bottom. The Shape of Squidward. Ooh. Call Me by Your SquarePants. That pineapple scene really sticks with you. Our first game is about food that is less appealing the more you learn about it. Let's meet our contestants. We have Ari Levine. He works at an architecture firm. Hey, Ari.
Hi.
When you know the answer and ring in, we'll hear this. And your opponent is Roseanne Gonji-Gartner. She is a speech and language pathology grad student. Hello.
Hi.
When you ring in, we're going to hear this. Roseanne and Ari, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to our final round. Let's start with a trivia game called Honest Foods. Turns out delicious foods and drinks can sound a little less appealing when you describe them in a detailed way. So Jonathan and I will describe a dish. You tell us what it's more commonly known as. And here we go. Care to see our list of grape juices exposed to yeast to ferment over the course of several months to years? Roseanne.
Wine.
Yes, it is. Delicious, delicious wine.
Today's salad is topped with these crumbles of curdled cow's milk, infected with penicillin bacteria, and left to age in a cave. They've got a sharp tang and a distinctive veiny look. Ari.
Blue cheese?
Blue cheese is correct.
By the way, my goal is to be described as distinctive, veiny look as an old woman.
Mm-hmm. Right. She's pretty ugly, but she does have a distinctive, veiny look.
Tonight's pasta is topped with these shavings of French underground tree fungus sniffed out by trained dogs. Roseanne.
Truffles.
Yum, yum, truffles. Mm. That is correct.
This Italian delicacy is made from ground pig parts, including fat, then stuffed into a pig intestine and left to dry for several weeks. Don't worry about the white mold covering it. That's the best part. Ari.
Sausage?
Can you be more specific?
I don't think I can.
All right. Thank you for being honest, Ari. Roseanne, do you know the answer?
Is it salami?
It is salami. That's right.
Our raw bar features these slimy bivalve mollusks flavored by the algae, plankton, and other particles floating in the seawater they live in. Roseanne.
Clams?
Puzzle Guru Greg Pliska, are we going to take clams?
Yes, we will accept clams.
Clams is correct. Oysters would have also been correct. They're both Brita filters of the sea. We sweetened our desserts with flower nectar that was eaten by a bee, then regurgitated up into the mouth of another bee. Enjoy. Roseanne.
Honey.
That is correct. Now, honeybees have two stomachs and one is a honey stomach. How great is it to be a bee? Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like that old saying, if it comes out of your honey stomach, it's not barf.
Right.
This is your last clue. Our kids' menu includes a special treat, collagen derived from bones and other animal tissue, flavored with sugar and artificial flavors. All right.
Jell-O?
That's correct. Puzzle Guru Greg Pliska, how did our contestants do?
Roseanne, well done. You're one step closer to the final round.